And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Welcome to the NBA Daily Ding on the Athletic NBA Show.
Ding, ding.
How about we can just watch basketball?
I like that idea.
Welcome to the Daily Ding. I'm your host, Andrew Schleck. With me today, it's the host of the Glue Guys podcast, a podcast about the Brooklyn Nets. It's Mike Smeltz. Mike, did you remember that you cover a basketball team that actually plays basketball?
Oh my God, it was jarring. Frank, it was jarring to see all of these guys who the entire offseason, an offseason of discontent, to see Ben Simmons, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Durant playing off of each other. It wasn't perfect, but to see them together, I felt like I was in like being portaled into some bizarro world of some kind. But I'm thankful to be living in this bizarro world, because when they are together, it's exciting. It's fun basketball and it's exciting. And I'm glad that we finally got a taste of it. I still feel like something bad's going to happen, Andrew. Like, I feel like there's something cataclysmic coming that we're not prepared for, because there's no way the basketball gods will allow those three to have a happy season. It's just not possible. But let's live in the moment and be happy while we're here.
Yeah. Yeah, they may have peaked last night, but if they did, let's just enjoy it for what it is. Ben Simmons, this is the story. Everybody's been waiting.
Yep.
It's been, how long has it been? You know this.
I think it was like 420 days or something absolutely insane like that.
Yeah, the last time we saw him, that he was playing in the playoffs against the Hawks, which just feels like forever ago in itself. But how did Ben look to you? I mean, to me, I thought that he looked really good getting up and down the court. But did it meet your expectations, exceed your expectations? What were your thoughts on just the way he looked physically?
So I'm going to like out myself as not being like the most tremendous basketball scout in the world. The thing that stood out to me initially was that he's a big person.
Like
you kind of forget, because it's been so long, about what makes Ben Simmons unique. And then you see him on the floor with other NBA players and you're like, oh yeah, he's, you know, bigger than most power forwards in the NBA. And yet his passing ability is like, you know, let's just say top 10 potentially, partly because of his height. And so it was like, oh yeah. So like the big issue for the Nets is the worry that are they going to be big enough when the time comes to play Embiid and all the people that you need to match up against in the postseason, Giannis and all that stuff. But like Ben Simmons is such an X factor in that. And the other thing that really stood out, and this is something this team super needs and what makes it really intriguing, is he is such a gifted passer. I talked about that, but like, he's doing the whole thing where, I mean, the analytics, and he will reference these analytics himself, Ben Simmons will, about how he creates more open three-point shots than basically anyone in the NBA.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even just that he was driving to the hoop, sucking in the defense. It's just that he's so gifted at passing that like a guy like Joe Harris can be in the corner and the defender's like 4 feet off of him, like a normal distance, and Ben can just quickly whip it across court. And there, Royce O'Neal hit a three off of a Ben pass like that. Yep. This team, as gifted as Kyrie and Kevin Durant are, they're not sort of central hubs for a team offense. They are individual talents of we've almost never seen in the NBA. But they aren't sort of connective tissue guys. Ben Simmons is potentially the most connective-y tissue person in the NBA. But obviously there's flaws, and I don't want to talk. We're not going to talk about the flaws, Andrew, today. This is a day of joyous. He only scored like 6 points, so let's talk about Chris. But like, hey, this is the day to celebrate. This is time to throw the parade now, because it's only going to get worse from here.
the bar is low for Ben Simmons. It's just like, can he run up and down the court? Let's just see that first. Like, right. That's just what I wanted to see first. Like, because all we've heard about is his back problems. You know, there's some hype coming off of the JJ Redick podcast, but like, still, you're just like very skeptical as to what you're going to see. But he physically, he looked good. He's running the court. I think he's going to add a dynamic, like, fast break wise for this team that they didn't have before that I think will help a lot. And then defensively, man, when he and Kevin Durant are locked in like a big game, and you didn't see a whole lot of this last night, but Ben is so disruptive. Even in transition, Matisse Thybulle was kind of all by himself, you know, going toward the other end of the court after a steal of his own, and Ben races to catch him and just pokes the ball away, goes off of Tybalt's leg, and it's Nets ball. Like, he's just saving possessions there for this team. Now, we don't have to talk about the free throws and the booing that occurred during that portion, but defensively, I think that he's going to add a dynamic that the Nets really need, especially they got Joe Harris back. That's another guy that I think probably gets forgotten in a lot of this, is that, like, Joe Harris played last night too. But yeah, if you're going to start Kyrie and Joe Harris alongside Durant and Claxton, like, you need somebody that can kind of play free safety like Ben.
Yeah, and you really, I mean, it's so exciting to see Ben Simmons play basketball. Like, you brought up the point of, like, we didn't even, like, who knew with his back, with his mental health, and mental health just doesn't get healed, right? I mean, it exists right within you. And it's just great to see him back out on the court. But there was one defensive possession where he was on Tyrese Maxey, and then he shifted down to defend the post, like, quickly. And, like, he's just that he was guarding Maxey, I think, a decent amount. It was interesting because, like, Steve Nash kind of, I mean, they're trying things out. And it was obvious that even though the Sixers didn't have Harden and Embiid last night, that, like, the Sixers are still a more well-run team. Well, they know what they want to do better than the Nets do. I mean, the Nets are the worst team in the NBA, maybe in that frame of mind, but obviously they have the highest ceiling of those teams. But, like, we saw Ben Simmons playing point guard on offense, and we saw him playing five on defense, and that's the dream. And we saw it all there. As a Nets fan, the glee of which watching a Kyrie, KD, Simmons, Joe Harris, Royce O'Neal lineup, you know, premium shooting. I mean, Royce O'Neal's sub premium. You know, let's say he's stars level shooting compared to HBO, Showtime, Netflix, right? He's like a nice, like, if you had stars as a package, you'd be like, I'm happy for it. There's some good films, but ultimately it doesn't feel premium. You know, it's not that HBO, it's not the Athletic, you know, experience, right? But Ben Simmons, he talked about this on the JJ Redick pod, that there was that 16 game winning streak that he had where with the 76ers, when it was like Marco Bellinelli and all these shooters, right? And how excited, like, he was like, that was the best moment of my basketball career in terms of, like, things feeling like they've all clicked. And Embiid wasn't there during that stretch, I don't think. And this team, this Nets team, has an abundance of shooting. They have the possibility to continue to put around, I mean, I'm going to say Kevin Durant and Kyrie are shooters, but, like, of course, they're way more than that. But they could put four shooters around Ben Simmons pretty much in any lineup except when he's playing with Claxton. And we'll see how that led the whole balance of the season, whole balance of the minutes of how much Claxton and Simmons play together. But even that is, like, super fun and crazy to watch because they're the worst free throw shooters in the league. But yet they are Claxton statistically is one of the best switching defenders in the NBA. And so then you're like, oh, if Claxton, Durant, and Simmons just, it's like, let's get the Syracuse 2-3 zone out there. Let's at all length, and it's fantastic. And so I know people hate this team. Like, I get it. It's but if you like basketball, this is the team to dive in it. You know, like, this, there's so much awkwardness, but excellence. And last night, I mean, it's a preseason game. It's the first preseason game of the season. The Nets were getting blown out by the 76ers. I think, you know, I should state that. But, God, it felt so good because this offseason has just been awful. You know, it's just been an awful offseason. And it looks like we may actually get real basketball with this team. So it's a joy.
Yeah. And with that, were Nets fans expecting a Joe Harris, Nick Claxton pairing with the big three in the starting lineup? Was that kind of what everybody was geared up for?
Yeah, I think the expectation, so it's either going to be the Claxton Joe Harris as the two with the three, I'll put quote unquote stars, right? Or it'll be Joe Harris and Royce O'Neal. They're going to close games with Royce O'Neal and Nick Claxton on the bench. But I think they open games with Claxton because, you know, he's more of a traditional center, even though he's not even exactly a traditional center. Right. He looked really good last night. He had two assists, and like the one of them was like this like great sort of offensive rebound, spinning around, being really patient, and then Simmons cuts to the hoop and Claxton passes it off for a bucket. Claxton had that in his bag at Georgia. He was like the point center on that team. Obviously we haven't seen that in the NBA, and he probably really shouldn't be a point center, particularly on this team. You know, Nets fans are really excited for Nick Claxton to play. Joe Harris, you're right. Like, when this team tanked, when it went from the number one team in the East to being a complete disgrace, Kevin Durant got hurt, but so did Joe Harris. And Joe Harris being out definitely damaged this team, because as great as Seth Curry and Patty Mills may be as shooters, you know, they're smaller shooters. It's tough to put them out there. At least Joe has like 3 inches on him, and that three inches means something. And Joe can play up a little bit. He can play like, he can be a little frisky as a four. You don't really want him there all that much, but like he gives you that optionality. Royce O'Neal certainly does too. So they're crucial players in this championship run that we're about to embark on. Why are you laughing? Don't laugh.
Why am I laughing? It's a gleeful laugh.
Okay, because you're excited to see the...
I'm so excited. I'm so excited, like, for Nets fans.
It's like getting that Black Panther 2 trailer, Wakanda Forever. Like, you're like, ooh, it's coming. It's the same thing. It's
the level of excitement. I just giggled the whole time during that trailer. Yeah. That's just how...
Who's in the suit? I mean, we know who. I can't say who it is, but I'm pretty sure I know.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Give me one guy off the bench that everyone was excited to see, besides Royce O'Neal. Obviously, Royce O'Neal was the guy. But give me somebody else. Give me a deep cut.
Well, Yuta Watanabe has gotten some buzz.
That's what I was hoping you would say.
He's like, it's so funny. He's a guy that I guarantee I didn't really know about. I knew a little bit about, because there's only so many Japanese players in the league. It's him and Rui Hachimura. And, you know, Rui's has a little bit of a different journey. Yuta is like, you see him out on the floor, he's got length, he plays with energy, he feels very much like a guy who would be on your bench who's gonna excite the fan base for two games and then you'll never hear from again. You know, because like, we, you know, Markieff Morris, great, you know, he's we all know what Markieff Morris is at this point. I think people, you will ask who's Nets fans' favorite young player, and they will give you either Kessler Edwards, David Duke Jr., De'Ron Sharp, who is getting buzz within sort of like the Nets framework, and Cam Thomas. But
yeah,
Cam is like, I don't subscribe to the theory that Cam Thomas, like, he put up six shots in 18 minutes, and it's like, he can't help himself. He just has to chuck. What do you want from this team, right? What do you need? You have the stars, right? Yuta is like kind of like one of these guys that maybe becomes a 12 minute a game guy who plays defense and can be a little bit flexible out there. I was excited to see him, and he, you know, 10 points. Hey, come on. Fantastic.
Yeah. Good size from the wing. He will be a fan favorite if he gets to be part of the rotation.
Fantastic.
I'm a little skeptical, but I love the guy. All right, that's all we've got for today. Please go listen to the Glue Guys podcast if you want more Nets content. And honestly, I don't always want more Nets content, but I always do want more Glue Guys because it's a great podcast.
Thank you.
So go listen to the Glue Guys podcast.
We had on Chris Thompson, the drummer from Vampire Weekend, who's a huge Nets fan, massive Nets fan. We have some really, hopefully, fun guests coming up. None of them, this is going to get too behind the curtain, none of them will be Nets players because the Nets hate our podcast. But that's a story for another time, Andrew. They don't love the but hey, we keep it positive even if they bring, you know, nothing to the table. But that's, hey, come on. What a way to leave the show by me trashing the organization with which I discuss twice a week, every year, forever and ever.
Well, Mike, the NBA is almost fully back, so stay locked into all of our content here on the Athletic NBA Show.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.